Classified documents turn up in another top official's home. Until NATO, Fox News. Add former Vice President Mike Pence to the list of people turning over sensitive documents.
FBI agents actually came to Pence's Indiana home on the night of January the 19th to retrieve documents that the former VP himself had located a few days earlier. That is, of course, with his attorneys.
Fox's Kevin Cork. President Biden and former President Trump also found to have documents at their homes. Cleanup efforts are underway in Texas after severe weather brought significant damage to suburbs outside of Houston.
Officials in Deer Park, Texas, confirming a tornado touched down Tuesday afternoon, leaving in its wake downed power lines and damage to multiple buildings.
The power will be the biggest issue over the next 24 hours of getting that addressed and getting that turned back on.
Deer Park Mayor Jerry Mouton providing an update hours after the tornado struck, urging residents to stay off the roads to allow crews to work on clearing those roads and restoring power. Mouton applauding residents for checking in on each other and thankful that his town has experienced no loss of life from these storms.
Just grateful to God that he was able to protect life in here, and so we'll deal with the property and we will recover and rebuild.
Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The same storm system moving up from Texas all the way towards Maine. Andrew Moore, the National Weather Service, warns of more potential trouble for the Gulf Coast.
We do expect at least a chance for additional tornadoes overnight into the early morning hours.
The risk of twisters may stretch all the way to Florida Wednesday. Skyrocketing egg prices may soon be under federal investigation. Senator Jack Reed calling on the Federal Trade Commission to see why prices have more than doubled since last year. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Lawmakers tackling Ticketmaster with a hearing Tuesday.
This all started to gain a lot of attention, especially with a bipartisan group of senators in mid-November. That's when Ticketmaster's site crashed during a Taylor Swift presale. Thousands of fans lost out on tickets after waiting in an online queue for hours. Ticketmaster blamed it on a bot attack, which basically poses as people to then eventually resell and jack up the price on the secondary market. But senators on both sides of the aisle aren't buying it. Ticketmaster is the largest ticket seller in the world, which is owned by Live Nation Entertainment. Live Nation puts on a lot of these big name shows, and many venues feel forced to use Ticketmaster out of fear that Live Nation would find a different venue.
Fox's Jeff Paul. The U.S. is expected to announce the Pentagon is sending Abrams tanks to Ukraine, even though they've been saying the tanks are too tough to maintain in a Ukrainian battlefield.
Washington could announce supplying Kyiv with U.S.-made Abrams tanks as early as this week, a U.S. official tells Fox News. 11 months into the war, it's a move that Germany might follow. Russia warned the equipment would impact Moscow's future relations with Berlin. The need for tanks is most centered around the contested eastern territory of Bakhmut. Civilians there often rely on humanitarian aid to survive. Meanwhile, back in the capital, major personnel turnover as Kyiv attempts to combat high-level corruption allegations. The Zelensky administration dismissed more than a dozen senior officials. At least one is accused of bribery over reconstruction contracts.
That's Fox's Alex Hogan in Kyiv. Palm Beach International Airport in Florida had to be partially evacuated Tuesday night. Police say someone uttered that there was a bomb in his bag. Bomb-sniffing dogs were brought out, but nothing was found. The person who made the threat, arrested by the FBI. I'm Jill Nato. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.